We're going.
I declare the meeting open at
8:35.
We have one apology. Andrew Murat is in hospital. So can I have a mover accept the apology? Councillor Lally and seconded by Councillor Martin. Apology be accepted. All those in favour, signify in the usual manner.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Do we have any declarations of interest? No declarations of interest. General Manager's report.
Is it hot in here?
No, it's
We can, if we want, adopt the minutes of the last meeting, or we can just not have any minutes and we'll adopt both at our next meeting.
Well, actually, I think it'd be good because of the time period progressing. Has everyone had an opportunity to read the minutes of the last meeting?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can I have a move and a second of the minutes?
Those two can, because I actually haven't.
And Councillor...
Scott and Libby. Oh, sorry.
Councillor Kermit and Councillor Martin. Thank you. All those in favour, signify in the usual manner. Thank you. any matters arising from the minutes? Mr. General Manager?
None from me.
None whatsoever. Any others? Any comments? No. Okay, we'll go now to the General Manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I may briefly just talk to this. Glen Innes Council resolved to sign the Memorandum of Understanding with us and are seeking to put a similar report to this up to their council ASAP, hopefully the December meeting, but it may not make it. So given our meeting is in February, I thought it appropriate that we have a quick discussion and see that council concurs with this. Basically, the recommendation has to be fairly specific so that we actually get the right words for the OLG to consider the matter under the Act. So what the recommendation is, we're making a proposal to OLG in accordance with Section 3831 of the Local Government Act, which then suggests that we increase our size. So basically, it's not a merger, it's a change of our boundaries, so it's a constitutional amendment. To our basic amendment to our constitution, so that we include another party. In terms of ourselves, there's really no key issues other than the proposal recommends one more councillor. And then once it goes through, and if that councillor becomes elected, then no doubt the councillors at the time might suggest that meetings move across the area. But the key issues from our perspective, financially, it's not much different. In fact, it's no different.
So we'd probably, Glen Innes, you'd think, saying you'd bring a Glen Innes into it?
Councillor Gladley.
sorry. Thank you.
Should the proposal recommends that there'd be one councillor from Glen Innes.
Yes.
My discussions with Glen Innes have indicated that's fair and reasonable.
Yep.
So that would push our numbers to 6 councillors. Again, that's up to the Boundaries Commission, or basically this will go to the OLG. They may review it and then go straight to the minister. So we'll see what happens.
Mm. Well, councillors, the recommendation is there.
May I ask a question, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
How do we work out what each council pays?
Okay, it's been historically it was established historically when this council first was established, and it has been automatically rate pegged every year, and that's in the proclamation. What we've done is for the value from Glen Innes, we've had an agreement with them to provide the services for the last since 2015,
mm-hmm.
and their contribution is about $100,000, which is a reasonable figure, which is consistent with the contributions from our other councils.
We're consistent with size and population.
Yes.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
was based on a bit of size population sort of thing, because I just saw with Urella and Walker both being on 81 or 82 roughly.
Yeah. It's also based on the amount of urban, peri-urban,
and rural lands.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks. No, I just out of interest, I was just wondering. Yeah. I did see that. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Martin. Are there any other questions?
I'm assuming there's that this is ratified and goes ahead, but then there'll be details,
Councillor Kermit,
to sort out. There'd be fine details and things to understand the meeting program. But once this is formalised, then some of your details will probably have to become more formalised.
The details will have to be either driven or negotiated.
Yes.
And the details will be included in it, so we will get a new proclamation.
Yeah.
So the council will be proclaimed under a new proclamation, which will then specify those details about contributions, about areas, about
constitution,
political representation, about those things within the proclamation.
I'm sort of more thinking about operational type details that might need to be refined, given a formal acceptance.
Yeah, the operational details will come back to us to manage.
Yes.
It's like when all other, for instance, when Armidale was proclaimed as Armidale Regional, there was no operation details. Here you go, boys. George, fix it. So that's basically, from an operation perspective, that will... But for us, it's... Look, we've got a memorandum of understanding now. It'll basically be steady as she goes. Same sort of operational process.
If I might add, the only changes that will probably be made is the Weeds Action Plan finishes at the end of this financial year. So we move into the WAP 2020-2025. So operationally, we'll probably look at our inspection programs and change that.
Mm.
Because they've got a five-year program based on 1 year, which is the town. On its own, so from an operational point of view, that's the only things we'll be looking at.
Yeah, I just kind of got one thought, and there'll be others, no doubt, as to sort of more formalise a meeting rate. So, up until now, we're meeting every now and then, but it probably becomes fair to work out a rota where we've set a how many meetings we have in Glen Innes when, and how many meetings we have in Walker when, and Urella if they desire, and so
well, that
on
will
and
be
so forth. And
it's up to the councils to make
the new
decision.
Council.
Yeah, that's the sort of stuff I'm talking about.
The elected body has the opportunity to once they're elected, to establish that. And that'll be similar in our code of meeting practice. We now have moving meetings around.
Yes.
So it will be a similar process where we say, okay, we'll amend our... We'll have to adopt a new code of meeting practice for the new entity.
Yes.
And then the new council will then have processes that it wants to include.
So that's detailed stuff I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Cool.
Are there any other questions? Okay, have you all had an opportunity to read the recommendation as written?
Yep.
Can I have a move and a second for the recommendation? Councillor Gladley, Councillor Kamot. All those in favour signify in the usual manner.
Aye.
Any against? No. I declare it carried unanimously.
Yes.
There's the members that are here. Unfortunately, we have one exit, one missing. Right, the next thing on the agenda is matters of urgency. And we've got a new one on hit the horizon just running over here. Has everyone had an opportunity to see this new management and the Internal Risk and Audit Management Committee?
I haven't, but...
Well,
I don't think I've seen it. I've done it. I knew it was coming.
It's coming. It's got some... I've been through it myself. It's got some very onerous... parts in it that take authority away from the governing body, which is us. And it's to operate outside of the governing body and to impose restriction and formats onto the council without going through the governing body. I think we should address this before it goes through Parliament, and they've asked for a submission, and I was hoping that this council might authorise the general manager and myself to go through it and put in a request to the local government that they either leave it on the table and let their current risk and audit committee fall into place, because it's only been going for 2 years now and it's just starting to operate, or we have some major changes to it that take, put it back on the authority or the council. We're the elected people, we're the governing body. Mm. In order, if they make a recommendation, it should come to us for approval. It should not be enforced on the council itself with our endorsement. And I'm very concerned about it, and I'd like to make a submission to the Department of Local Government accordingly, with your permission.
Yeah, I think if you can see flaws in it, because, as I said, I've been just in a little conversation earlier about the side of things. I think the government can jam it onto us pretty quickly and expect us to swallow it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a very onerous document,
isn't it? Yeah, I have actually been through it. We workshopped this at an ARIC meeting in Walker.
How'd it go?
A couple of weeks ago. So my suggestion would be that, I mean, I didn't have, I'm not that overall, sort of all over it, but my suggestion would be to talk to, because I think, John, it'd be correct, when we have our ARIC meetings over the road here, across the way, Sebastian Hempel's in.
Yes.
And who's the other?
Michael O'Connor.
Yeah, so he was also workshopped it with us the other day. And there was a lady, I can't remember her name either. But anyway, Michael particularly and Sebastian would have, they've been all through it and they've got a list of problems they've got with it. Mm. And they explained their reasoning behind it and things. So you might even find some of those marry up.
They probably do.
You might be able to, you know, plagiarise their submission in some way.
I've spoken to Michael about this as well.
Okay, so you've got a similar
problem? I've spoken. So I think there's benefits in us, if you like, sharing that information.
Yes.
And my thoughts through you, Mr. Chairman, was that we actually just do we will draft a submission, we'll get it back to each of the councillors, and if you've got any problems, if you can let us know in a reasonable amount of time, and then we'll submit. Because there are, for us, there's some, you know, okay. We're currently paying our audit committee $80 a meeting. Under this, the minimum is $1,255 a meeting per person.
Per person.
Plus your retainer.
Plus they exclude councils from being on the committee.
I was going to say, how do we get onto that committee?
Yeah. You're excluded from it.
You've got to retire as a councillor. Yeah.
Well, we can do that.
But the chair of the committee is on about a $20,000.
Yeah, and the chair's got to be on 20 as well.
Wow.
Retainer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And then you also have to have, even for counties, and this applies to counties as well, you also have to have an internal audit manager.
Yeah.
Who reports back to the audit committee, who then makes recommendations back through the GM to the council.
And the general manager employs a committee, but he's got to also report to the committee and then put a report into local government every year.
This manager position, although they frame it as kind of an extra role for an existing position, it's actually not. Yeah. When you read it, it's actually proposing to put on another professional. So you would basically, a council, like say in Walker's case, we would have to employ someone who has no other role than to manage, to fulfil this manager's role. So you're probably talking a professional position of $100,000 plus on top of your chair's wages and the $1,200 a meeting they will get, and on it goes. So, and then you could probably extrapolate that to say that Newer would then have to employ a professional manager. It's a ridiculous.
Whereas our relationship with our audit and risk committee, and I'm not being disrespectful to anyone, but they say, we love your reports because they're on time, we get them, it's all good, you have answers to all our questions.
Yeah.
Unlike other councils who we deal with. And we've had no problems, and they've got, I mean, we've, yes, we recognise for a small size organisation there are some risks, but that's the size.
It's just too top heavy, that sort of arrangement for the size of us and what we're doing. Fair enough, in Sydney and Newcastle or something like that, you could probably, you could justify it, but this is, yes.
So, can I give a suggestion, a recommendation from the councillors? What would you suggest?
Well, Scott's
I'll move the recommendation as you propose it so that you can...
And to work with what's name, you said...
In practical terms, you're obviously sharing information there already, so I think that'll be beneficial. And just to let you know, the WILC is putting in a submission as well.
Oh, thank you.
Because our EGM was at the last
ARIC
meeting.
Would it be confidential or it was...
Oh, I wouldn't imagine so. You could probably ring.
Give Anne a ring.
Give Anne a ring.
And see if they could. Yep. URL will be doing the same, of course. But
well, the more that they are alike in their submission, the more
Anne was at the workshop and then at the subsequent meeting, so she's up with that.
Happy with this, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Well, you'll read it out to us, I'm sure.
I will. The suggested recommendation that the Chair and GM prepare a submission regarding the new risk management framework and circulate to councillors before forwarding to OLG.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can I have a mover and a second, Councillor Mutt and Councillor Martin? All those in favour?
Yes.
Carried. Next meeting is, by the way, the 18th of February. I'll correct the... Do we have to put this out of public notification? Meeting dates?
We have.
It's all
on the website.
We have, but, I'll have a look. See if it is.
Okay, and...
18th, you said. Sorry.
Thank you very much for your attendance to the meeting today. It's appreciated. And Merry Christmas and have a happy New Year and a safe holiday.
And a
wet
one.
That'd be nice.
That'd be lovely.
You're doing a chairs tour at the moment.
No, it's not enough to see. Can you turn it off? Thank you.